Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me for the last trading day in 2016 is Nicola Duke, the lady of the chart. You're right, Nick.
Hello, Justin. Yes, I think I'm better than you today.
Yeah, I went ice skating and I haven't been for like a year. Last time was last year, and it's so uncomfortable. Those boots, I know, like, you know, hard bits of plastic you wedge your feet into. And I was on the ice
rink. They're like ski boots.
Yeah,
horrible.
But they're almost the cheapest you can get, aren't they? You know, the professional ones are nicer, but you're comfy. But these are hard wearing, hard plastic things. And within 5 minutes, I thought I'd done an hour on the ice skating rink. And I said, the wife said, "What's how long have we been on you?" She said, 5 minutes. I said, 5 minutes? Feels like it was hard work. But then we came home, had some friends around, so a late night. And just barely managed to get up before the RNSs came out today. Not many RNSs. So what I thought I'd do is cover three popular stocks and most followed stocks from yesterday on the Vox Market site, starting with Audio Boom. I do hold stock in Audio Boom, BOOM. What does the chart look like, Nick?
Audio Boom. Audio Boom, I think looks really good. You know, double bottom.
Yeah.
If you have a look, we've got a double bottom. And the first time back above, again, another stock, first time back above 200-day moving average. The problem is that there's a bit of a pivot at three. Yeah. That was the September 2015 low. Mm-hmm. And every time since June, every time, we haven't been able to close above it. We've had a look above it. But literally, I counted, I think, 12 times on the daily chart, we've been to that level and then sold off. Been to that level, sold off. Yeah. Twice we had a look above in September, but just can't make it. So that's like our pivot level. So I think that the double bottom and the first time close above the 200-day say that we will have another go. It looks really good. If you want to be certain, though, a close above three would confirm it. Then the level to confirm the double bottom is at 3.9. The first target is then 5.6. And I think that we'll probably see 8. And then the 50% retracement is 10 in this stock. It looks good.
Wow, yeah. Well, do you know what? I mean, I wrote a blog yesterday, 7 stocks to watch in 2017. Audio Boom was one of them. It's one of these, you know, companies that came to the market with a lot of hype about podcasting. And then, of course, realization has set in as earning revenue. And it's only this sort of year they are getting proper traction in the revenue. And next year, even accelerating faster. They've had a 6-fold increase in revenue. And next year, they're going for the same again. And I do believe this is the year for them. They've finally got everything in place, in order. It's been a few delays. But I do think it'll take out that 3 pence as soon as they update the market on future trading and stuff. So it's one to watch out for in 2017.
Yeah, definitely. You know, all the moving averages support it. So
I was looking
then
at
the levels would be 3.9 and then 5.6.
Yeah, I was looking at the chart thinking, well, that's interesting. The first time above the 200-day moving average, and like I saw the same thing, bit of resistance at 3, but it's a good thing that they're above that, you know, that 200-day moving average. All right, next one, most followed stock, and lots of news about this over the last few months. It's CloudTag, CTAG. It's had a roller coaster ride, share price all over the place, from, you know, from down lows up to over 20 pence there, and it's now, I think, up today, but it's 9.3 pence, I think. That, but where is this going next?
This stock is very volatile, but look, it's come back to the 200-day twice in early December, and then again late month, and found support. I do think that this, you know, when we look at the big rally it had from the start of 2016, we're basically consolidating it. Now, we could just turn around and make another leg higher from here, or we could, what you very often see in these stocks is, you know, big swings in like a wedge consolidation. Either way, if all we do is make a big wedge from here, we should go to 18.59, which is the Fibonacci projection and the measured move, if we make another leg higher from here, which it looks like we're doing. Everything supports it. The momentum oscillators, you know, the price action looks good. 6.0 to 6.3 is really good support.
Yeah, okay. And the last stock, which is the most followed yesterday, was EVRH. I do hold stock in EVRH, and I wrote this, they are one to watch again in my blog for 2017. Having said that, you know, they've risen by over 70% in the last four or five trading sessions, so it's gone crazy already. Yeah. You know, and they've done some good deals, but it's one of those things. It's like, this is like if you look at Audioboom, you know, the EVRH come to the market, their virtual reality, they've signed some big deals, major agreements with you know, Warner, Telefonica, and so they've rallied like crazy now. And over the next few months, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, because we do have this sort of almost hype cycle where you get the hype, then reality sets in, you know. But we'll see where it goes. What do you think from here? Where can it go?
Well, when this took off, I had two Fibonacci levels projected. One was at 6.36 and the other one is at 9.24. And the close yesterday was right on it, although we had a look well above it. The close yesterday was on that level at 6.36. And so if it's going to continue to the next target up, it's got to close above that today. If not, I think that we'll see a pullback correction. And the support levels are at 5.3 and at 4.24. Okay. So that's the thing. You know, last day of the year, people might say, wow, I've made a lot of money in this stock, and now we've got a long holiday. And everyone was talking about maybe the Queen dies yesterday. And there was an article in Business Insider about how the stock market would be closed for 10 days. And scary things. People might say, right, I've made a lot of money, I might take this off. There was a Twitter rumor that the Queen had died.
I was going to say, I was out most of the day. I missed that bit of news, the Queen dying. Okay. All right,
so there was a false rumor that there was going to be news about the royal family. And then some fake BBC news account, not the real BBC news account, said the Queen had died. And so everybody went, oh my God, the Queen has died. It was after the stock market had closed. And then Business Insider had this article about how the stock market might be closed for 12 days. And everybody was like, oh my God. Yeah. So,
Those kind of
things might make people say, wow, I've made a lot of money, I better take some profit.
Yeah. Well, do you know what the funny thing is? When it was announced that they're both ill a few weeks back, the Queen, or was it last week? Or I thought, there's something odd there. Why are they announcing this on the news that they've got a cold? You know, they've got a cold. I know it's a Queen, but they announced it like 3 days on a trot. And I thought, there's something going on here. They're building to something here. And hopefully that hasn't happened. But I thought it was
she's dumped all her charities, hasn't she? So
is she? All right.
Yeah, she has dumped most of them. But she's 90, whatever, 4 or something. How old is she? 90? Yeah. She's 90, 90 something. Anyway, I'm not a monarchist, I'm afraid, so.
No, I mean, you're a chartist.
A chartist.
Yeah. Which is a lot different, actually.
I'm a Republican.
I'm just looking on the internet. The Queen is not dead, apparently, false rumors. Yes, okay, that's good. All right, Nick, well, thanks for that. I don't know how each that's on that bombshell, end of 2000.
EVRH, are at 6.36 is a level where you should be taking some profit, because we have to close above it if we're going to keep going higher. If not, we could see a correction.
Yeah, okay. She's 90, by the way, and 90 years old, apparently, according to the Mirror. So there we are. Thank you, Nick. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on Vox Markets. People see the annotated charts of those three stocks. It's Boom, it's Gladag, and EVRH. Thanks very much. And, Nicola, have a nice New Year's Eve, whatever you're doing, and speak in the new year.
Yes. Okay, thanks.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.